Good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling on behalf of Washington Opinion Survey. And we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you be so kind and share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Nobody?
No.
Okay. And are you registered to vote in the state of Washington?
Yeah.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, sir, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
Definitely vote.
Definitely. Thank you very much for taking the time to help me. Very kind of you, sir. Now, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what is your age, please?
90.
Thank you, sir. And it's a pleasure talking to you. Okay. Now, moving forward. Okay. Now, just to be sure we represented everybody, may I ask your race, white, Caucasian, black, African-American,
yeah.
Hispanic, white, Caucasian? Okay.
What difference does that make?
No, it's just for statistical purpose only, sir. But let's move on. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I'm an independent, I'd say.
Independent? Okay, sir. Now, thinking about that direction the country is headed in, and generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? How do you feel?
This country is heading down a tube, which isn't straightened out.
So how should I record your answer? Very dissatisfied or dissatisfied?
It's a big joke the way it's running.
Understood. How should I record your answer so we can move on? Very dissatisfied or satisfied, sir?
I'm very dissatisfied with this.
Very. Understood.
Yes.
Understand, sir. And believe me, I appreciate your patience. And generally speaking, sir, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Joe Biden's an idiot. He shouldn't even be in there.
So, strongly disapprove? Should I record that as your answer?
Yeah.
Or somewhat disapprove or somewhat approve?
No, he's a joke. He's an idiot.
Understood, sir. So, but for the record, should I record your answer as a strongly disapprove, correct?
Well, I don't know how you judge it, but he's an
idiot.
No,
it's your opinion that matters, sir, you know, and those are the options available.
That's my opinion.
Okay. Now, and generally speaking, sir, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Glossenkamp-Perez is handling her job as a congresswoman? Approve or disapprove?
She's been in there too long.
So how should I record your answer, sir? The options are somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, thinking about the issues the country is facing right now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two issues, okay? I'm going to read them all. Fighting inflation and lowering costs. Improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure. Growing the economy and creating jobs. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights. Climate change and protecting the environment, improving K-12 education, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, border security, combating threats to our democracy, or reducing crime and gun violence. If you have to pick two.
Reducing crime and...
And gun violence. And another one?
There's no... penalties for people doing the wrong things. They get away with it.
I understand. So protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare is one of them. Protecting abortion and productive rights. Growing the economy and creating jobs. Can you select one more?
The way that people drive on the freeway, speeding, getting away with it. Yeah, that's bad.
I understand. But, let me put it right here. Okay. No, okay. But the ones I read to you, sir, border security, improving K-12.
Border security is the main thing. Yeah.
Understood. Now, sir, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means you don't feel any particularly warm or cold. You may use any number, sir, from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. And if you have no opinion or don't recognize the name, let me know, okay? The first one is Joe Kent. Recognize the name?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What number from 0 to 100?
Oh, I think he's about 90.
90, okay. And how about Dave Reichert? From 0 to 100.
Reichert?
Yes, sir. Dave Reichert.
Yeah, Dave, yeah. He's
what number?
60.
Okay. And how about Joe Biden from 0 to 100?
Joe Biden?
Sure.
0.
Okay. And Marie Glusenkamp Perez? Recognize the name?
No.
Okay. And how about Donald Trump, Mr. Trump, from 0 to 100?
100.
Okay. And Bob Ferguson, what number?
0.
Okay. And Democrats in Congress as a whole, what number?
10.
Okay. And Republicans in Congress?
60.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And I do appreciate your patience. Let's move on. Now, sir, if the election for president were held today, would you vote for the Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Well, Donald Trump, of course.
Okay. And if the election for Congress in Washington 3rd District were held today, would you vote for the Democrat Maria Glusenkamp Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Republican.
Mr. Kent, okay. Now, even though you are not supporting Maria Glusenkamp Perez right now, but what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? If there is a fair change that you may support her, a small change that you might support her, a very slight change or no change at all, that you might support Maria Glusenkamp Perez for Congress?
No, I wouldn't support her.
No change at all? Should I record that? As? Okay. Now, sir, I'd like to ask you about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their the member of Congress. Now, can you please tell me how important that is to you personally on the scale from 0 to 10? I'm going to read the following statements, okay? And you tell me how important that is for you as a quality or attribute for your member of Congress. Now, 0 means you don't think is that important to you at all. A 5 means you think is somewhat important. And a 10 means you think is extremely important to you as a quality or attribute and your member of Congress, okay? You may use any number from 0 to 10. A fighter for the working class. What number from 0 to 10?
5, yeah, about it.
A fighter, about an 8, okay. How about a leader who will fight back against the threats to our rights and freedoms from 0 to 10? How important is that quality or attribute for your member of Congress? It's a 10, okay. And someone who will defend abortion and a woman's right to choose. What number?
5.
Okay. And someone you can trust. From 0 to 10.
Oh, 10.
Okay. And a leader who understands our way of life in southwestern Washington and it will work to protect it. How important is that quality or attribute to you for your member of Congress to have? From 0 to 10.
Well, that would be pretty important. Certainly about an 8.
About an 8. Okay, thank you, sir. Now, moving on. Sir, I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Marie closing camp Perez. And this is things you're going to hear during the campaign, okay, sir? They just want to know how you would react. Can you please rate each statement on the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is very convincing reason to support Marie Klausenkamp Perez for Congress, a 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason, and a 0 means that it's not at all convincing reason to support her for Congress. Now, you may use any number between 0 to 10. Here's the first statement. Marie Klausenkamp Perez shows up. She listens to our community and takes our concerns back to Congress. For instance, Marie made improvement on local infrastructure priority and succeeded in securing a $600 million needed to repair the I-5 bridge, which will create local jobs and improve traffic and commerce throughout the region. She also sponsored bills to expand childcare in rural Washington, helping bring down the cost for families. Now, Marie listens to us and works to find solutions to our real-world problems. That's a different kind of leader. Now, after hearing that statement, sir, how convincing is that statement for you to support her from 0 to 10? 0 means not at all convincing. 5 means it's somewhat convincing. And 10 is a very convincing. What number?
Well, they all say big things, but when time comes to do it, it doesn't happen. So I'd go 3.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And like I said, this is things you're going to hear during the campaign, okay? Now, Marie Klausenkamp Perez is a true independent voice for our district, and she doesn't play partisan political games. And Marie has broken with the Democratic Party on several key votes in Congress. Rather than voting the party line, she voted her conscience and did what she thought was best for our district. As the Columbia stated, quote, such independence is refreshing, particularly for a first-term representative. So is Perez's sense of duty to her district rather than the party. From 0 to 10, how convincing that is?
Well, it all remains what will happen in the future. So I'd go 3.
Okay. And in February 2020, Marie Klausenkamp Perez miscarried 16 weeks pregnant. She was told her life was at risk without an immediate abortion. And Planned Parenthood was the only clinic that could see her. And so after the tragedy of losing her pregnancy, Marie had to walk.
I'm going to have to stop this call. I got a call from the hospital.
Okay, sir. Thank you for your patience. Can I call you back maybe in about a half hour? Will that be okay?
No, I'm going to the hospital.
Okay, thank you, sir. I hope you feel better, okay? Bye-bye. Okay. He's a demo producer. Okay.